If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you live?
Well, I live with the confidence. If I believe in myself, the money will follow.
And what do you plan to do if this whole dream of yours doesn't work out?
That doesn't even enter my consciousness.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
That most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality, they exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist. And when you act as if they didn't exist, lo and behold, they simply disappear.
If you decide to confront that thought and make a different choice, get ready because you're going to feel uncomfortable. Mm. It's going to feel unfamiliar. And there's going to be some uncertainty because you're stepping out of familiar territory. You're stepping out of the known and you're stepping into the unknown. Now, this is really when you leave the bleachers and you get on the playing field, because the brain immediately looks around in its environment to see if anything's changing, because you're changing, and you see that nothing in your world is changing because you actually haven't fully changed yet. So the moment we look for evidence in our life and we don't see it, sooner or later, most people accept that thought, which leads to the same choice, which creates the same behavior, which creates the same experience that produces the same feeling. Then they say, oh, this feels right to me. No, that feels familiar, because you've just returned back to the known self.
Discipline isn't just, oh, this person is, quote, more disciplined than this other person. It's like, no, this person is choosing discipline, this person is not. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an important thing to remember. You have the option of being disciplined. You don't have the option of being born 6'4", right? You don't have that option. You either are or you're not. But you do have the option of choosing discipline or not.
I'm getting paid to learn how to run a business. Cho don't sweat me. Rather do things when I want and how I want and get paid more or some office job and eat shit. That ain't what I'm after.
Oh, so you are after something.
Fucking right.
And what's that?
Freedom. Freedom from all of it.
I think most people have the potential to be exceptional, and because most people are peculiar in their own way. They just stifle that because they want to be accepted by most people, but in so doing, never accomplish what they want to do because they conform. And so there's probably a lot of things about the world or even your world around you that you're like, this never made sense to me, but then you do it anyways. And I think that a lot of innovation and a lot of what makes people exceptional is feeling, you know, thinking that thought or seeing that thing and then being like, huh, I don't think I'm going to follow that rule anymore.
The big picture of my life that I'm focusing on, of who I want to become going through all these things. So if I win an Olympia, how do I want to win that Olympia? Who do I want to be when I win that Olympia? Hmm. How do I want to win it? How do I want to show up in my relationships? If I lose that Olympia, how do I want to lose? Who do I want to be when I lose? Who am I becoming through all these little challenges and goals along the way that aren't the big picture? Who am I becoming, which is the big picture? And I think that's so important for me to understand it. Everything that you choose to do and how you handle it is shaping who you're becoming. And at the end of the day, when you're old and have grandkids and children in your life, you're the culmination of everything you've accomplished, but also how you accomplished it and how you reacted to it. What's the big picture? Who do you want to become?
Can I teach my body emotionally what my future will feel like before it happens? So once you start conditioning your body to an elevated emotion, we tend to see that the heart-centered emotions tend to be the ones that produce the most dramatic changes in our biology. And the body's so objective, it really doesn't know the difference between the real life experience that's creating that emotion and the emotion that you're creating by thought alone. And the body starts getting lifted in a lot of ways. So keep thinking differently, keep acting differently, keep feeling differently. That's your personality. Then your personal reality begins to change. And we meet people who cross that river. There's new opportunities, there's new experiences, there's new events that take place in their life.
I look at the people, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I look at the people who don't like themselves, and that's the toughest slot, because they're always wrestling with themselves, and it's hard enough to face the outside world, and no one's going to like you more than you like yourself. So if you're struggling with yourself, then the outside world becomes an insurmountable challenge. And it's hard to say why people have low self-esteem. It might be genetic. It might just be circumstantial. A lot of times I think it's because they just weren't unconditionally loved as a child. And that sort of seeps in at a deep core level. But self-esteem issues can be the most limiting. One interesting thought is that, you know, to some extent, self-esteem is a reputation you have with yourself. You're watching yourself at all times. You know what you're doing. And you have your own moral code. Everyone has a different moral code. But if you don't live up to your own moral code, the same code that you hold others to, it will damage your self-esteem. So perhaps one way to build up your self-esteem is to live up to your own code very rigorously. Have one and then live up to it.
My competitive drive is far greater than anyone else that I've met. You know, I think that I thrive on that. I think that's my biggest motivation in life, you know, is to compete, you know, find different competitions in certain things in life and try to overcome that, you know, be it positive or negative. But I have yet to meet someone who is as competitive as me, you know, and I just feel that much confident about my competitive drive.
The intake and the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time, and a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance. The problem is, most people don't have a plan. And without a plan of your own life, you become the plan of someone else's life. You're not running the day's running you. The differential between those people is belief. One person with belief overrides 100 people with just intent. Intent is thought process, thinking, wargaming it, never putting a foot forward, never putting their face or their name to the fire. Belief is going after and figuring it out along the way. This workout is going to bring that belief back in your life. It's a back workout. And after this workout, not only will you have a stronger back, you have belief and confidence put into action. Life. No longer is your life filled with stop signs, yield signs, and halts, and this shit, and unauthorized fucking fines. Life begins now. If it doesn't begin now, your life is fucking over.
Our imagination, there's a power flowing into our consciousness. And through our imagination, we build the image of what we want. This is the dream. I see what I want. And I've got this beautiful dream. I impress it upon the subconscious, and it turns into a desire. See, you don't get what you want. You get what you desire. Waddles pointed out in The Science of Getting Rich, the desire is the effort of the unexpressed possibility within, seeking expression without through your actions. Well, that desire is expressed through the instrument of the body, because the changes the vibration the body's in. The vibration causes you to act, and the action sets up an attraction. And it's the action attraction that alters the results.
But I think it's actually about life. And I think usually your answer to freedom is a who, not a how. Because often for hustlers and people who are going to work hard, you know one or two people who are very wealthy or who run big businesses. There are a few people in your ecosystem that you could go to and become their hustler for them. And that can lead to fantastic financial reward, because most people are not relentless in the pursuit of the things that they want. If you can be relentless, you can accomplish way more than the average person.
You can't step fully into what's next if you're still holding hands with what's over. You can't start your year strong if you never ended the last one. You can buy the planner, set the goals, repeat the affirmations, but if part of you is still carrying last year's disappointments, fears, or unfinished stories, you're not starting fresh. You're starting crowded. Because the truth is, new beginnings don't start on January 1st. They start the moment you stop dragging old energy into new opportunities.
It's so important what we do, but it is so unimportant what we do. In the grand scheme of the universe and, you know, billions of years that this has all been around, it's so important, but it's so unimportant. So you can get caught up in the drama, but you can also remove yourself from the drama. And you can look at it and say, okay, I'm in this situation. I want to push publish. I'm really afraid. What I believe is that when those moments pop up, all of those moments that pop up, our life is a perfectly crafted curriculum for our soul to learn what it's supposed to learn in the moment that it's here. And so if I'm going, okay, this is the thing that I want to do, I'm not doing it. It's the universe coming to me in this moment through this predicament to show me, Rob, this is the thing that you need to work on. You need to work on this pain that you have in the past. You can either heal that side of you, which I think is something that people should do. They should work on healing themselves. But at the same time, if we do take that action that we are afraid of, it starts to heal that past as well. Because we realize, we're telling our brain, this is not dangerous. And you won't change yourself overnight.
So why didn't you quit? Because no money, everyone's doubting it. What were you believing in?
I was believing in the idea that I finally found the thing that I want to do.
So it was passion that was really you anchored to?
Yes, I found the thing that I want to do. And I'm not going to quit it because I love it this much. And I strongly believe that the sun is at the end of this dark tunnel, but I gotta be willing to get there. And I just don't know how to get there yet, but I'm gonna figure it out. That's why I'm going to LA. I was in New York, but after New York, they say go to LA. I'm gone. What you gonna do when you get there? I'll figure it out. I can always get on the plane and fly where I gotta go for stand-up if that's the case. I can always go and make money doing stand-up if I have to, but I'm not gonna get to the star by just doing that. I gotta go there. I gotta get close to it. I gotta smell it. I gotta feel it. I gotta find out where the people are that are trying to do it too. I gotta get acting classes. I gotta get around to the Hollywood. Like, what is Hollywood? I gotta get there. And what happens when you're there, it fuels another appetite of hunger.
You're not lost. You're stepping away from paths that weren't for you. You're not stuck. You're learning to sit still with yourself. You're not behind. You're moving at the speed of healing. You're not failing. You're getting feedback that life didn't sugarcoat. You're not weak. You're stretched and still standing. You're not falling apart. You're undoing what was never meant to last. You're not confused. You're finally seeing things clearly, even if it hurts. You're not empty. You're unlearning the noise that used to fill the void. You're not too late. You're right where your next chapter starts.
What's the difference between a nice guy and a good man?
Yeah. Right about that in there, but a nice guy has... It's about a nice guy gets along. Yeah, do that. Yeah, I'll do that. They don't necessarily have discernment or judgment, not sure what they stand for or stand against. It's like, yes, 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 sure, yeah, hey. A good man has ideals that they stand for and they'll stand against, and when they're tested, a good man is not a nice guy. That's in the chapter of manning up. You know, I was that time when I was doing the rom-coms, that's all I could do. I was feeling like my work was just me as a nice guy. And in life, I was not just a nice guy. Like I said, Camilla's pregnant, I got a child coming. I was feral with masculinity. And in my work, maybe I was feeling a bit neutered. And I was like, well, I'm a good guy and a good man in life, but I'm just a nice guy. Work, can I be a roles that can be a good man? And that was dramas. Because in dramas, you can stand for or stand against something. Your ceiling for pleasure and your basement for pain are up to you. How do you feel about it?
Look, a lot of it is bouncing against the world and testing yourself against reality. It's very hard to know your talents until you've had a go at something. And I think we all have this sense sometimes that some things come more easily to us than to others. You know, I don't know how great tennis players start, but they must have a sense, ooh, I was able to hit that ball and that worked quite well. Or a great writer was able to think, I was able to pull off quite a nice little sentence there. And that's the beginning of a kind of growing confidence. And you need that kind of start. And you know, I think a good life doesn't require you to do everything. It requires you to do the things that you feel you're capable of and that you're especially good at.
So many of us are surprised by the plot twist that we shock ourselves into paralysis. I saw an amazing post the other day on social media, and it showed two sets of water cups. The top water cups all had the equal amount of water in them. And on top it said, this is what we think consistency looks like.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
On the second line of water cups, one was half full, one was three quarters full, one was a quarter full. And it said, this is what consistency actually looks like. We think when we're in the zone, every day is going to be the same. I'm going to work out 5 days a week, every week for 12 months. The reality is, 1 week you may work out 3 times, the next 7 times, the next 4 times, the next 2 times, the next 5 times. That's what consistency actually looks like. But when you hold on to that plan of 5 days a week, perfect workouts, you actually feel further and further away from it. Expect the plot twist.
I used to think that if you were really courageous, eventually you got to the point where you weren't afraid. I'm going to tell you something, that if you're not a little bit afraid, at least 3 or 4 nights a week, you're not trying hard enough. If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
When you come to an end of thought and you don't know how to meditate, you don't know what to do with your mind, nobody can tell you, then thinking comes to an end naturally. You can begin meditation. Or meditation happens, and that is, happening is the watching simply of what is. Of all the information to you conveyed by your exterior and interior senses, and of the thoughts that keep chattering on about it all. You don't try to stop those thoughts, you just let them run as if they were birds twittering outside, and they will eventually get tired of themselves and stop. But don't worry about whether they do or don't. Just simply watch whatever it is that you are feeling, thinking, experiencing, and that's it. Watch it. And don't go out of your way to put any names on it.
Once you actually give yourself the reality glasses, not the woe is me glasses, but think, no, really, if I had to do this, what are all of the things that I would have to improve? Then you see how incredibly long that list is. And then you take this deep breath, and that list is the hard work. It's starting at the top and then wanting to cross the first one off after your first day, but then realizing you still haven't done it well enough to cross it off, and you're like, wait, I have to do another day and I still haven't, quote, made a dent in this list. And then you do it another day and a third day and a fifth day and a fifth week, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think I've got the first one done. And then you still look at this list, but along the way of doing that first one, you realize 20 other things that you could add to that list.
For every one that you cross off, you create 10 more because you start to win in the weeds. You start to look at a higher resolution.
And that's the never-ending cycle of excellence.
If you have something in your life that you're trying to acquire or you want, and you don't have it written down, you have now reduce the chances of you getting it by 80%, because it's a principle of success. It's in your Bible. You see, the Bible is full of all the principles you need. It tells you everything you need. So here it is. This scripture says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry means take a while. And even though it tarry, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time. That's a fact. It's not a theory. It's a fact.
So the key to breaking ourselves out of the comfort zone and breaking ourselves loose of the shackle of helplessness is courage and confidence. We neutralize the antidote to fear and ignorance is desire and knowledge. And the more we learn about what we want to do and be and have, the more we believe that we can do it. The more we believe that we can do it, the more willing we are to try. And the more willing we are to try, the more likely it is we will succeed. What is the first part of triumph? The first part of triumph is to try.
Think of what you want in terms of the end result. Do not worry about how. Do not think about the minutiae. Don't micromanage it. Just in your mind's eye, go to a place where it already exists. And so for a note from the universe, that place is, woohoo! I wrote an awesome note, and I know what it feels like to have written what I think is an awesome note. And so for usually I set a timer for 1 minute, just 1 minute. And during that 1 minute, I'm just like, yes, I love my life. I love this job. That was so easy. This is so fun. There's so many notes. There's an infinite number, as many grains of sand on the earth. That's how many notes, awesome notes, wait to be written. And so I'm in this place of, I've done it. Without thinking what I'll write about, whether it's gratitude or appreciation or judgment or dreams coming true. Those are all hows. That's minutia. That's not what our brain's for. Our brain is this phenomenal instrument, if you will, that taps our spiritual energy and that brings it forth. And we dictate what is brought forth with images in our mind of the end result, or even better than images, feelings, emotion. This is what it's all about. So that woo-woo joy that I feel when I visualize for 1 minute before I write summons good ideas, so that there will then be a manifestation that replicates, that makes real, that actualizes that joy. This is how emotions become things.
Well, again, nothing changes for me. You know what I mean? I already felt like I had money back then, even though I didn't have money. I always felt like I was the champ, even though I wasn't the champ. You know what I mean? So nothing changes for me. I still feel the same way as I did before. I continue to do what I do day in, day out. I show up at the gym. I train. When I leave the gym, I take down notes of what happened in training, all the scenarios that have occurred, all, what we learned, what we did. I go back to the gym, I repeat, and then that's it, that's my life.
The three most common traits of highly successful people. Do you remember those?
So the three most common traits of hyper successful people that they looked at, and it was interesting. So number one was that they had a superiority complex. They thought they were better than other people and that they deserved more. The second is that they suffered from massive insecurity and feeling that they would never be enough. And third, they had impulse control.
Visualization activates your superconscious capabilities and releases your mental potential. The clearer the picture is in your mind, the more rapidly your subconscious and superconscious go to work to bring it into your reality.
My father always jokes that I could be doing anything. He said, listen, I'm going to, by the time I'm 25 years old, I'm going to be a self-made millionaire. And he laughed at me.
How old are you?
I'm 24 now, so yeah, I feel like a millionaire. I feel like a superstar. And that's the way I kept... That's the way I felt back then when I first started. Yeah. You know what I mean? I kept that vision in my head. I kept that belief. I hit the gym. I trained hard. I believed in my abilities. And now here I am.
Let me leave you with some words from Muhammad Ali. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in a world that they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare.
Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's like, it's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know. So for me, I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want.
There's only one thing that's impossible, and that's to be a man that doesn't give up.
You need an alter ego, a version of you that's limitless. Make your weaknesses their strength. Make your insecurity their confidence. Give them a name. Give them traits. Create an amazing character. When you need them, let them take over. And eventually, you won't need to pretend. It will just be you.
This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not achieving their goals. They do that. It's an establishing them. I think it's good to remember that if we just go along with the crowd, we won't wind up with much more than the wish that we could do it all over again, and as far as we know, you can't. If we want to amount to anything as individuals, we need individual goals, individual thinking, individual actions, and we must never conform to the big group.
This is the law of attraction. I mean, you have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff. And that was what I was able to do. I was able to, you know, even though I was having these troubles at home, and even though I had no job, no, you know what I mean, or whatever, I still was able to feel like it was. I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that, when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more. You know what I mean? Because that is harder to do when you're in the struggle to visualize these things.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're here for a purpose to enrich the world. Your destiny is in your mouth and in your mind. Once you receive that level of confidence, you know what I mean? And it's practiced properly, it will surpass a genius. There's nothing more supreme than confidence. Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. Applied properly, you're unconquerable.
I am in a state of Zen. The closer the fight comes, every time I say it over and over, the face becomes blank. There is no face. It's just blank and a fresh body type. I am calm, cold, ruthless, and ready to take out the body that's in front of me.
Ever since you came to the UFC, the confidence has been sky high. You said you were going to be the champion. You said you were going to take over. You've achieved all that and probably more. You really have taken over the sport. Undoubtedly the biggest star in it. Where does this confidence come from?
You know, confidence grows through work ethic, through seeing what's happening around you. And that's it. I put the work in and it's paying off.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You got to create dream boards. You got to put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you want to be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction.
And now here's my last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now?
Your future hasn't been written yet. No one's had. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax, and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, and see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way. Okay. Now understand that that's a picture in your mind, and then take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. I am so happy now that I see myself, and write it out. Start to read it and read it and read it, and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers, all down through history, have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first, it might even appear to us as being a lie. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. And when William James said, believe and your belief will create the fact, you will see the person's personality change.
Me signing my signature with Champion 2011 on it, it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more, you know. So yeah, I mean, it works for me.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Go. Go.
Anything you say with the words, I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command.
You know, I used to go up to Mulholland Drive every night, sit on the side of the road, look out at the lights, and go, you know, I'm a popular actor. I'm, you know, every director wants to work with me. And I used to, like, open my arms and imagine things, you know, things that I wanted come in my way and stuff. I would stay up there until I actually believed that I had all these things. And then I would drive down the mountain feeling like the biggest star in Hollywood. I wrote a check out to myself for $10 million for acting services rendered. And I put it in my wallet and I carried it for that many years. And what happened was basically a few months ago, we did the deal for The Mask for $10
million. $10 million payment for doing The Mask.
Right. And so it's very surreal for me. It's strange.
We become what we think about most of the time. And that's the strangest secret. This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car. You didn't have a pot to piss in. All you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it. You called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something to everything. So that's where I am right now.
I've always had visions of better. I've always visualized better. And in times of struggle, like driving down in a banger of a car that I had to push start, I'd be still driving a soft top Bentley around beautiful California in my head. And lo and behold, now I am driving a beautiful soft top Bentley around California. So I always visualized good things. I always visualized victory, success, abundance. I visualized it all, and it's all happening.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute, Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.